It is. Wait, what day of the week is it? Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Shit. That's not a good sign. June 9th, 2020. And I have received some not fun news. Nothing too heinously awful. Just, not what I was hoping for. Before I get to that, I should also mention, I'm drinking because this news just, yeah, it's that kind of night. Oops. Be careful, Whiskey, you hit the microphone. God. You never know where you are, it's embarrassing. Well, really, it's my shitty prior reception. It gets so much worse when I have alcohol in my system. That's not my fucking point at all. Okay. Before I get to the unfun news, those of you that heard the brain in a jar mess, I don't know what to say other than it is an honest representation of how I feel, but I did come to the realization that I don't want something that raw, I suppose, out there for anyone. So it's gone, and it will stay that way. Another drink. Nom nom nom. Nom nom alcohol. It's the same exact recipe that I posted in the summer wine tapioca thing. If you want the recipe, go look at that. It's in the main post body. I heard from someone today, a lawyer, friend of mine, well, not exactly friend, I know his sister, due to certain technicalities, there isn't a very high chance of me being able to pursue any kind of legal case against my ex from hell. If you haven't heard that story and particularly want to, I mean, you can. It's a lot, so, like, yeah. What I didn't mention in that run is that we got back together, late autumn, I think, or early autumn, somewhere in, no, it was September-ish. And we're together for a few months, and I took pictures and video for him, but he didn't want them. He still has video, pictures, that kind of thing, from when he and I were together the first time, and has threatened a few times to release them on various internet message boards, which is a crime, but since the material was consensually given and consensually taken, and he hasn't actually done anything with it yet, it's not a crime yet, unless he actually does something with it. And it's a crime if the material is taken as revenge porn, but not if it's just pictures and video willfully given. Not going to keep going with that train of thought. That said, I am on one hand disgusted with our legal system, though how that is in any way surprising whatsoever. I do not know. Unless he actually does something with the footage, I can't do anything. Or unless he tries to do something to me directly, I can't do anything. Unfortunately, my hands are tied. The law is very specific. So, while it is the worst day of the month for me, in addition to receiving awful, awful news that I was hoping would go very, 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 very differently, I'm going to drink and find something amusing to do while my uterus tries to kill me. Well, it's not actually trying to kill me, it just feels like it is. Cementing my insides together while bleeding profusely. That's fun. But not. Anywho, I simply thought I would let those of you who might be interested know, and yeah, it fucking sucks. I don't know what else to fucking say.